So what's worse for our economy, falling off the fiscal cliff or ending the Bush-era tax cuts? A new survey of economists reveals that tax hikes would cost the U.S. economy about $200 billion next year. That is twice the cost of automatic government spending cuts. Here to weigh in is Matt Welch, editor-in-chief at Reason Magazine. You know, I was surprised to look at these stats and see, because we the fiscal cliff, the sequestration, and we've made that into such a huge deal. To think that the impact from that is half the size of what we would see from the expiration of these tax cuts was surprising to me.
It actually isn't a surprise when people, when people have done research into how to bridge fiscal deficits across a lot of different countries. They have consistently come to the conclusion that it is the tax hikes that hurt the economy, that the efforts that work the best are the ones that involve the biggest government cuts, not just in terms of the economy. Government cuts is much better for the economy than cutting than increasing taxes, but also for having an enduring fiscal sort of package that lasts, a deficit reduction package that
lasts. So when you say it's $200 billion that would be taken out of the hands of the private sector if these tax cuts expired versus $100 billion in government spending that would come off the table, is there a multiplier in that where you're sort of factoring what spending might not happen, or is that just straight how much money would, how much taxes would go up by, is $200 billion?
Well, economists all differ on the number of the multiplier, whether it actually exists in one direction or the other. But for sure, when government takes our money and tries to spend it, it's going to do it less efficiently than if we spent it ourselves.
We say that, but there are some economists that don't agree with that.
The only condition on which the economists disagree with that is at a moment of economic crisis, right? So the Keynesian thing is not about spending money. It's about spending money when demand has fallen off.
When there's a crisis.
Right? Yeah. So we're not like that. We've spent money between 2000 and 2010. We doubled the size of the federal government.
Yeah.
So did we have a much better economy in 2010? No, because no one believes, actually, that if you just spend money, it's going to create jobs.
Yeah, and Keynes also doesn't take into account that you may have to borrow in order to spend that money. That's always like a government surplus from some other time that they're spending. So that makes it even tougher.
And it gives us a debt overhang. Now, the debt service is threatening to double and triple within about 5 or 10 years.
Yeah. And of course, the really scary number in this study is that they grouped together what if both things happen, which we can't imagine that really happening. But if you grouped it all together, everything bad happened at once, and you also took into account all the new taxes that are coming from Obamacare, economists estimate that the GDP would drop anywhere between 3.6 to 5.2%.
It is astonishing.
Which would make it negative.
It's astonishing how little this is being discussed in terms of the presidential race, for example. They didn't talk about this really at the debates. It's a consensus opinion, whether you're a liberal, libertarian, Republican, whatever, among economists, that if these fiscal cliff happens on January 1st, which it currently scheduled is to happen right now, then we are going to see the economy suffer pretty badly.
Well, all right. Thanks so much, Matt.